Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC. And we are live from the Sweet James Studios, still at an undisclosed location, deep behind the orange curtain. 800-222-5222, you know the number. Also, if you want to send me an email during the program, I'm always checking those. So please do that. Sam@samnation.com. I promise I got to address the North Korea thing, because I think that there's a little bit of irrational panic out there. And we got to look at what it is. You saw the news today that might have slipped by you in all the hype about everything else going on, but the U.S. has quietly deployed these THAAD missile defense systems to South Korea. And these are really great gadgets. I mean, these are the kind of things that they're mobile units. They can be dispatched virtually anywhere. And these are little missiles that shoot down big missiles. That's the idea. You remember Reagan when he got on, you know, said, we're going to have the Star Wars system. We're going to create a shield. And everyone in the press went guffaw, guffaw, guffaw. Well, the technology is here, and this is one of the iterations of it. And it does work. And it is one of the chess moves that is being executed here behind the scenes. Okay? What's the number one problem? Okay, nobody wants to get embroiled into another conflict. I mean, that there is no political will for that. And in the post-Iraq era, I think it's fairly recognized that America and really no one politically has interest in regime change. And even though we've sent some harsh rhetoric and even a bomb or two over at Syria, really, it's not something that politically America wants to engage in. But here's the problem. See, the North Korean situation presents a danger like none other. I know that the whole weapons of mass destruction thing got a little overused during the Bush administration, but just conceive of this. North Korea is ruled truly by an insane person. Now, this insane person being Kim Jong-un, a.k.a. Mop Top. I mean, this is a guy who I allude to it all the time. But you know what he does. You know, he'll have a guy who's loyally served his family because this is the third. Kim Jong-un is the third dictator in his family line to rule North Korea. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The DPRK, which is what they call it, okay? But North Korea was founded by this guy's grandfather. And I don't know if they've married cousins or whatnot over there, but this cat is definitely got a few screws loose. And so he's taken generals who have loyally served his father and even his grandfather before him and had them summarily executed. One guy, he put him out in a field and ordered that all the top other, you know, generals watch while he dropped a mortar round on him. Made his family watch it and then sent the family off to a concentration camp, of which he has at least 25. So I'm just telling you, the guy's insane. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's think about the toxic brew here, the ingredients to disaster. Number one, insane leader who is an absolute authoritarian. Whatever he says goes. You know, there's no Senate, there's no Supreme Court, there's no no Congress Parliament type thing to check his power. There's also no supreme, you know, governing body of any kind. It's this guy and this guy only. So you take that. And you give him what? Nukes. Okay. All right. So you got a nuke. And they're definitely on the path to that, by the way. Well, we still need a way to get the nuke over all the way to the U.S., right? Because we don't want to get nuked. I'm just going to assume that right now. We do not want North Korea, right, the crazy dictatorship, to drop a bomb on us. The way a nuke gets over here, typically, in a military country-to-country type scenario, is with a missile. And that's why all these missile tests that you keep hearing about are so crucial, are so important. Because if the bomb can be miniaturized, put into a warhead, and sent across the Pacific Ocean, we have a problem. And it's the same problem. That bomb is going to feel the same whether it drops on a liberal or a conservative, okay? Whether it drops on a straight person or a gay person. I don't care how transgendered you are. That bomb is going to suck, okay? So I bring this up because politically we're in this thing together. Now, I will tell you, and I know this from great stories. Yeah, look, my parents grew up in a communist regime. Both of them they were young people during the Stalin era in what was then Czechoslovakia. And you know this day in the sun, the parade we saw with the news is filled with it. The day of the sun is the celebration of the founder's birthday, right? The Kim Il-sung, who's the grandfather of the present day ruler. And these parades, it's really funny, right? What do they do in these parades? They show off all their cool military equipment. And these rockets are fake, right? You know the rockets that they're parading out there are total phonies. I mean, everybody knows they're mock-ups. And so everybody's scratching their heads and going, well, do they even have real rockets? I mean, the ones that they fired, are those the one-offs? And I'll tell you a little bit about this. The DPRK, North Korea, is not a particularly wealthy country. Their economy is it's in the toilet. Right? It's total command control communism, unadulterated. It's not like China. It's not like Vietnam. It's not like these countries that have relaxed their economic systems, allowed for the free market to have some effect within their borders and allow for the government up top to get fabulously rich. That's not what's happened in North Korea. It's a closed ecosystem that, for the most part, lives off the largesse of China, its largest trading partner. And this is why Trump is targeting China. This is why Trump wants to get cozy with China and turn China against North Korea. But you also have to understand that it's probably not likely, although who wants to take the risk, right? Which is why all those missile shields are being put into South Korea right now. It's probably not too likely that these missiles are anywhere near as good as North Koreans think they are, or claim they are, at least. Do you remember in the Soviet era, they would have these parades? This is a total thing that they did under Stalin. They'd have these parades, and you know, they'd have these rockets just strapped in there big time. They just have them bolted on, you know, tied in with these belts. And you know why they did that? they were all phonies. The rockets that they were made of, I don't know, paper mache, but whatever material it was, they didn't want the rockets blowing off the trucks in the wind. So when they had a parade on a windy day, they'd have to really strap the rockets. I mean, anyway, this is an old Bolshevik trick, okay? Well, we don't have parades where we show off all of our equipment, do we? I mean, I know. Well, I wanted to make a crude reference. But anyway, it really is a silly thing that these Stalinist regimes do. But real or not, the level of crazy over there is something we ought to pay attention to. Now, there was an expert on CNBC talking about this. His name is Frank Levin. He knows North Korea very well. Was part of the team in the Reagan administration, and he was being interviewed. Here's an important takeaway about the parade and about what we should and should not be concerned with when it comes to what we're seeing, the imagery that we're seeing. Clip number four.
We were talking about the Day of the Sun, the big parade over the weekend, and what, in fact, you can take away from what we saw in the parade there, the two ICBMs, the mock-ups. We know they're mock-ups, but still being displayed there. Is North Korea sending a message? Is this a sign that they are perhaps even closer to launching that ICBM than expected?
Well, they certainly want to convey that impression. We can say that. It's very difficult to discern what's real and what's for show, but they certainly want to convey the impression that they've improved their missile capability and these trucks are even bigger and better. But most of the new material was in canisters, so it's difficult to understand what they might be carrying. We can see from that Day of the Sun, they still believe in large-scale theatrical sort of Stalin era type performances. It's still very much a one man show in that country. And they're sending a message to the rest of the world about the importance of military might in their system.
Yeah. But it is a show. And you got to understand, too, it's a show for their people. This is an effort for the North Korean government to flex its muscles and to demonstrate its strength, because that's what their propaganda is all about. We're so strong. We can destroy the West. We are almighty. And they've got to inspire that type of confidence, because I'll tell you, the real option here is to depose Kim. And there are rumblings, by the way, that, our military is, there are movements happening. And I've got my sources, and I'm talking to people, not some things I don't necessarily even want to share, you've got to understand, you've got a dictator who is absolutely irrational. He is paranoid as heck, deeply mistrustful, even of longtime family allies. You tell me if you're somebody on his inside his inner circle. You tell me if you're, maybe one of his top lieutenants, and you just saw one of your colleagues get mortared. Not murdered, but mortared. One of the guys that was executed, by the way, was his own uncle. Then he killed his brother, remember, at the airport. So you're looking at this, and what are you thinking? I tell you what I'd be thinking. I'd be thinking, oh my gosh, am I going to be dead tomorrow? Am I next? It's got to be a question. So now what's Trump doing with all this military muscle, sending in the missile shield, putting in the aircraft carriers, sending the nuclear submarines, getting China into his corner? I tell you, you take somebody who already is irrational and paranoid, I guarantee you this stuff is getting into his head. And when that kind of thing happens, what's the next logical step? Well, the paranoid guy that kills people to ensure they're loyal, that others fall in line and click their heels and say, yes, sir, that's the guy who's just going to end up killing more people and be more mistrustful of those around him. And I think that kind of thing is going to lead to an unraveling. I really do. I think that's one logical way of how this plays out. So all these troop movements and such, it's a response calculated to build pressure. Now, they have an enormous military. I've read somewhere as much as 9.5 million active and reserve military personnel, because they've got mandatory service. Everyone has to be in the military for a period of, I think, 10 years. It's crazy. Think about that. Everyone. But how motivated is this army? How much food have they had to eat this week? That's a serious question. The country's starving. Millions of people have died just simply of starvation there. And with leadership at the top being totally demoralized. Think about that. North Korea is far more of a paper tiger than I think a lot of the media today is trying to say. And this is very typical. I remember this is you look back at the reporting, Walter Cronkite talking about the Soviet Union. They have such great weapons. They are so powerful. This is a classic play. The leftists in the media always talk up other dictatorships and how powerful they are, especially the socialistic ones. Fascinating. It's true. Remember Walter Cronkite doing that kind of stuff? The great Soviet Union, so powerful. All right. I'll tell you what John Bolton is actually talking about this, too, and he's got some great points about this and why it's, that Obama guy didn't really help the situation at all. All right, back right after this.
News. Talk. Evolve. Talk Radio 790. KABC.
You may remember all that talk about strategic patience? That was what Obama did with North Korea. Sam Rejofsky here. So strategic patience, that's another term for doing nothing. Exactly. And basically appeasement, right? I mean, and this was really, I think this is why we're in the situation right now. We've had 8 years of allowing North Korea to become more and more belligerent and more threatening, and at the same time build their capacity, right? Their ability to hurt us. It's simple. So the calculus now has to be, how do we get them back into a box from which they can't hurt us or cannot strike at our interests? It's a very challenging question. Now, here is what Ambassador Bolton said about this on Outnumbered just a little bit earlier today, rejecting strategic patience. Meghan McCain is asking him, now, isn't it surprising that this era of patience has come to an end? And why now?
Well, I think again, the administration is exactly correct to reject what the Obama administration called strategic patience with North Korea, which is a synonym for doing nothing. Indeed, at the end of the Obama administration, there's widespread consensus that North Korea was very close to getting the ability to hit the United States. Our commander of U.S. Forces Korea said as much last year. Just a couple weeks ago, the commander of the Strategic Command said the only thing he doubted North Korea had the capability to do right now was the actual miniaturization. So they are very close. And this long period, it's not just Obama's 8 years, it's 25 years of a misguided notion that we could talk North Korea out of its nuclear weapons. The chickens are coming home to roost. And the threat to the United States is real. And it's, as these things go, imminent.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. The North Koreans became absolutely adamant, determined, to get nuclear weapons when they saw what happened in Iraq, right? When Bush went into Iraq and basically in about 3 weeks liquidated the country, right? Just scooped it up, done. You got to think at that point, every single dictator on earth went gulp. I'm next. And, you know, some of them played ball. For example, Gaddafi. I mean, Gaddafi gave up his nukes and started playing nice. But the more recalcitrant leaders, dictators, right, they, of course, looked at it and go, what we need to do right now is have the ability to counterstrike. There is no single type of weapon that puts you in a better position defensively than a giant offensive nuke, right? And so this is that's where they're headed and why they're moving in that direction and why that intensified. And I think Trump is the anti-Obama, right? And I think that even if you don't like Trump, you'll agree with what I'm saying. Trump is a guy who is able, now that's my view on this, is that he's a guy who's able to make a decision. And Obama was this guy who couldn't or didn't want to, many times would spend so long agonizing about all the details and all the various moving pieces and this and the balance of the equities and all that, and he would just be paralyzed. Syria, of course, is a shining example of that. Well, the same here. And Trump looked at the situation, talked to Mattis, who is a world-class strategist. I guarantee you there's a plan. And the plan is, I don't know, but I'm telling you, the plan is going to be a good one. And they're moving all these different chess pieces in place. And it's almost like this noose is tightening around Kim Jong-un. So Moptop's got to be kind of, you know, he's got to be schwitzing right now. Guaranteed. And this is good for us. This is really good for us. Because you've got to get, you know what? You know what dictators respond to? A show of strength. It never works to appease them. I mean, it didn't work with Hitler, right? Munich, peace in our time. Anyone? Anyone? All right. Well, I'll tell you who will put peace in your day. No one other than John Wolfe with KBC News. Up next, we'll be back right after this.
Obviously, he hasn't talked to my wife. KABC News, live and local at 7:30. I'm John Wolfe, and this report is brought to us by Mike Diamond and those smell-good plumbers.
Talk Radio, Talk Radio.
790 KABC.
And welcome back, Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC, 800-222-5222 if you want to be on the program. We're talking about North Korea. And, these parades, remember I told you about these military parades, like the one that they had on April 15th for the Day of the Sun, commemorating the 105th birthday of the founder of the North Korean Republic. I'll tell you, this is the show of force is so important. You know how they build those little fake towns on the border? Have you heard about this? So the border between North Korea and South Korea, the 38th parallel, well, the North Koreans have built these one-sided facades of beautiful houses on their side of the border to make it look like everyone in their country's doing great. You've seen these pictures, I'm sure. Well, should we put it up on Facebook? We'll put one up on Facebook just to illustrate what I'm talking about. But it's literally a shell of a building. And then they have, I guess, actors or different people that pretend like they live in the town that are walking around and they're all really well-dressed and they have, you know, livestock and there's green everywhere and everything's peachy. Why is this important? Because this is a country that will signal that it has more strength, more destructive power than they really do. So what I am sure of, and this is part of the calculation that goes into what to do with North Korea, I am sure that they have ambitions to destroy us. If they could, they would. And it's because the guy leading the country is insane. But I'm not sure they can now. And a great example of this, you remember what the press told us about Iraq? They can't invade. Oh my goodness, the country's going to crush us. The dreaded Revolutionary Guard. Remember how many times ABC News told us the Revolutionary Guard? You know, these are the elite forces, and they showed these pictures of these guys goose-stepping. Now, there was another guy that no one liked, right? Saddam Hussein ruled very tyrannically. One guy decides everything. It's a different type of government than Iran. I'll give you that as an example. You've got a governing body there. You've got a supreme leader. You got this religious guy who's separate, sort of, from the president. I'm oversimplifying this, but the point being is that even in a country like that that says they want to destroy us, the Iranians, for the most part, they've got their Swiss bank accounts, and they like money. Okay, they play the pious Islamic game, but they like money. They enjoy their power. They want to dominate their region, but I don't think they want to nuke the world. But this guy's crazy, and if he's so it's a show of force, and they're real thing. I mean, who knows what these rockets really are? What they're working on? The last one they fired blew up. The one in 2016, and I think it was October. They had another one blow up immediately after launch. But the worrying thing is that in January of 2016, they claimed to have successfully detonated a hydrogen bomb. And then just 1 month later, think about this. It's an important succession of events. They fired a rocket into space that put a satellite, their first satellite, into space. It's a big deal. You start to have rockets that can put satellites into orbit. You may have rockets that can put bombs on the West Coast. I don't know if we want that necessarily, right? So these are the dots that need to be connected. These are the things that matter and that need to be watched. And the show of force here to counter it with our very real weapons, the weapons Trump is sending are not for show. That's the real stuff. It's legit. So watch out, Mop Top Kid. We're coming to get you. Sam Rogowski back right after this.
Radio
790 KABC. Sam Rogowski back talking about North Korea here. Here's what John Bolton said on Outnumbered about China. And now, mind you, everybody's talking about China being an important ally, and they are. And one key thing is that, you know that day in the sun, the sun parade, right, that they had on April 15th? No, it wasn't a tax protest. No. That was somewhere else. No, the day of the sun, they had a parade, and it was one of the first times that they didn't have a Chinese head of state there. So it is interesting. Something's going on. And the Trump administration is right to pull at the heartstrings of China, or at least at the purse strings of China. But here's what Sanders Smith asked him. Now, White House is confident North Korea will be coming along. How do you see China's role in all of this? Clip 10.
Well, I'm not confident, I have to say. I've watched China over a long period of time do a two-step on this, saying, yes, we don't want North Korea to have nuclear weapons, but not exerting the pressure that they uniquely can bring to bear against North Korea. So they're going through the motions right now. I think maybe they're convinced that President Trump has been very clear to Xi Jinping that either they solve the problem or we will solve it. And if there were military action on the Korean Peninsula, it'd have direct ramifications for China. But based on 25 years of performance to date, I think I'll keep my powder dry for a while on judging Chinese performance.
Typical hawkish answer and for Bolton. But in that answer also is important information, which is, again, China is in a unique position that they can bring pressure on North Korea that only China can do. And I'm telling you, that part of this, perception is reality. Same with those Potemkin villages that I described in North Korea. The imagery of President Trump and Chinese President Xi yucking it up at Mar-a-Lago. Then Trump, over dessert, sending some 60 cruise missiles into Syria. and then next thing you know, joint statements from both sides that seem to be on the same page about North Korea. Then China doesn't show up to the most important annual holiday in North Korea that they normally come to. I don't know. These are all important pieces. And the point of this is, this is a problem that's going to get solved before it hits our shores. And thank goodness God, I can't say this enough. Thank goodness Trump is there to act. This is a case of an ounce of prevention, pound of cure, right? Because if a little bit of preventative action today will spell a better tomorrow down the road, I promise you that. And I don't believe any of this. I don't believe any of this stuff here about how significant their weaponry is. I just want to make that point again. I really don't. It was funny because I was at this, you know, my kids, public school kids, but we support the Public School Foundation, IPSF, that that gives, you know, takes care, make sure that education is at the top-notch level in Irvine. And so I'm at this IPSF dinner, and they've got a slideshow going on for all the cool stuff that's going on in my kids' district. And they put up a slide of these kids that are standing around this, what apparently is a little satellite, you know, because some high school kids have teamed up with NASA in Irvine and they're building a space satellite. I don't know, didn't have that when I was a kid. But at any rate, you know, I'm looking at the kids and it's Irvine, so they're, you know, they're Asian, and I'm looking at them and I say, you know, at the table, it's a white tie, you know, black tie affair, whatever. And I say, hey, look, it's the North Korean space program. Well, I swear my wife almost broke my rib. I mean, she put her elbow in me. Almost. Yeah, I mean, that, anyway, love her, but she has a mean punch, I'll tell you that. I think we're going to be fine. I think that those high school kids in Irvine probably have better technology than North Korea. That's my point. They're working with NASA. They got some stuff on this. And remember, China, in all their support of North Korea, I doubt it that they gave them their best stuff, right? Why would they? They don't want the loony guy having all the weapons, all the best equipment. No chance. All right, back after this.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
Sam Rogowski here, back. Listen, the freeways are a nightmare today. Nightmare. And you know, for all the people out there that are getting in these accidents, look, you've got to make sure that you don't end up getting screwed by the insurance company. You might think they call you and they want to be friendly. They want to work with you. They want to help you out. They promise you the moon. But the reality is, what are they really going to do? They're going to screw you because insurance companies, they make money by not paying you money. So you need to have somebody, you need to have an advocate in your corner. That is Sweet James Bergner, the lawyer that we trust here on the program. Call him. Just reach out to him. Get the straight scoop and see if he can help you. Because you don't want to go at this alone. You do not want to get taken advantage of and become a victim twice. 800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021. Remember, no recovery, no fee. You don't pay anything until James settles your case. And visit his website. Check it out. www.sweetjames.com. All right, Sam Nation here, KBC 790 Talk Radio. Okay, so what do we got here? Did you see the news today about the judge in San Francisco? Well, it looks like another Trump executive order has been shot down. Well, no, not by the THAAD missiles. No. Something quite different. By the stroke of a pen. You got to remember, federal judges have a tremendous amount of power. It's amazing to me, as we're watching this, how one judge, we never elected him, right? I mean, some of these judges, we don't even know who they are, right? It's like the first time reading his name. And this guy, Judge William Orrick, based out of San Francisco, he struck down Trump's sanctuary city order. And this order basically was where Trump wanted to say, all right, if you, Los Angeles, want to be a sanctuary city, I'm going to withhold federal funds from you, which is perfectly legal. Moreover, and I'll say this because I've heard a lot of talk about this from different people on TV, saying how what Trump is doing is unconstitutional. Let me explain this to you. It's very simple. The president of the United States, aka the executive branch, sets immigration policy. The state of California does not do that. The city of Los Angeles does not do that. The city of San Francisco can't do that. This is nonsense. It's as if, you know, I don't know. I mean, is the mayor of L.A. going to go out and try to broker the peace deal with the Palestinians? Is that the next step? It's total absurdity. And it is part of a concerted effort of the left to stall the Trump agenda. Remember, I saw a great thing, and I didn't get the clip here, but it was good. It was some TV commentator guy is talking about Trump's 100 days that are coming up. And they're saying, well, you know, his poll numbers would be higher. His poll numbers would be higher if he got more things done. And I'm listening to it and I go, that's it. This is what you guys are trying to do. You derail his agenda. You slow him down. You throw this nonsense investigation about Russia at him. This is the third or fourth judge now who struck down an executive order. You know that the Republican Congress are a bunch of spineless twits. And so you're stalling the Trump agenda, hoping that he crashes and burns. I've got some really bad news for you. See, the Trump election was not an accident. This is one of the things that people want. In fact, I'll make a countervailing argument. If Trump doesn't build the wall, or at least if it is perceived that because of something that Trump does or does not do, the wall doesn't get built. So if it's his fault, it doesn't get built. That could cost Trump re-election. So when you guys, when the left is just trying to throw sticks and stones just trying to trip him up and make slow Trump's progress forward. I mean, you're not going to get anywhere. Plus, this is going to go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's going to decide on this. And with Gorsuch in, all these different little blocks that are coming from various courts are going to fail. All right. We're out of time. Back tomorrow, 7 p.m. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
Talk Radio, 790 KABC.